Hi, this is Joe Patty. Thanks for listening to WRTI Online. This service is made possible through the support of WRTI's members. You can become a member, too. Since you're already online, just visit www.wrti.org and click the Become a Member link on the upper left corner of the webpage. You can also join us by phone at 1-866-809-9784. Your membership will help keep WRTI's broadcast and online services strong. And again, thank you. Now, on with the show.
I'd like to welcome members of the Eroica Trio, Erica Nickrens, pianist, and Susie Park, violinist. We have only a duo from the trio, but a delight to have you here on Crossover. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
And this is Erica Nickrens, pianist, and Susie Park is the new violinist, I guess. When did you join the trio, Susie?
Well, I'm beginning my third season with the group now.
I see, and you're very, very much a part of it. I can tell by the playing.
Oh, well, thank you. We've worked hard to really try and make it a seamless transition, and it's been a lot of fun. I'm having a great time. It's a blast.
So. How did you meet?
They had heard about me through one of our mentors, well, one of the trio's early mentors, and my former teacher, Jamie Laredo, and he had apparently said great things about me, and so they gave me a call, and we met, and we sat down, we read through some pieces, and it just was like love at first sight.
Yes, it really is. The ensemble is just so complete.
Thank you.
It really sounds great, and I am crazy about the programming for this particular album. I had interviewed Mark O'Connor several times. He's a wonderful guy and terribly talented, and I was thrilled with the piece that you're playing. Well, actually, it's a collection, isn't it, or is it part of a larger work?
Actually, it's an entire piece. It's one work, and it's based on the life of, or inspired by the life of Johnny Cash, and it's called Poets and Prophets, and it's really, it's a lot of fun. It's got a lot of bluegrass and, you know, American idioms kind of running through it, and, the last movement of it is called Hello, I'm Johnny Cash, and that's obviously one of his most famous, catchphrases, and you can actually hear it with the rhythm of the main motive of the piece. So it's really, really interesting, and it's a lot of fun to play for us. So.
Erica, tell us a little bit, for the audience who never heard our previous interview with you, tell us how you got together, how you decided to start the trio, what barriers, I guess, you've broken down in a sense, because it seems the women are in charge here.
That's very true, and we love it. You know, when we got together, we were so young. We were prepubescent, actually, and our parents were together, and it didn't really even occur to us that we were three women because we weren't women yet. So we basically just loved each other's playing and had such a good time together as people. And we, you know, we didn't realize at the time that there were no all-female groups, you know,
the
at trios, the top level.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, there were, you know, a few females in a quartet here or there, but not an all-female group. And so we didn't realize until we started, you know, really pushing our career, so to speak, that, it was really kind of unheard of. And we did get a lot of resistance in the beginning, and we had to.
Because really, you were women?
Yeah. I mean, just people weren't used to it, or they just thought, oh, you know, they couldn't take it seriously. And so we had to actually work triple as hard and, you know, and just really, we had to prove ourselves.
Isn't it awful? Yeah. But if for our audience, I just want to say that they're three beautiful women. They're not just talented women. So you look very good as well. Now, yeah. I must say, Erica, I heard you play with Robert Stallman on an recording, and I have to say, I was blown away. I thought you were fantastic, as well as Bob. I mean, he is. But
I remember the recording.
Yes, that's quite a while ago, I think. But you again you're really a virtuoso, and it's great. I think the three of you probably are virtuosi in your various instruments. I guess you chose the name Eroica because you were heroic? Is that right?
Yeah, you know, again, we were just starting out, and it's very difficult to find a name, actually, that really fits the personality of a group. And we were kind of scrambling for a name because we had a concert, and we'd asked all our friends and family to suggest names, and really nothing really clicked for us. And at one point, I had mentioned Eroica just because at that point, all of our names that ended in A, Adela, Sarah, Erica, and we liked the feminine sound of the name, the Italian word for heroic, but at the same time, it has such a strong character to the name, so we thought it was a great combination of things, and in the end, we just went with it, and we got really great responses from it, actually, and it's interesting. We still feel like it fits us, and now with Susie, because I think we our style of playing is big, I guess you would call it, you know, and none of us are wallflowers, that's for sure. So, you know, we take a lot of chances. We take a lot of chances with repertoire, for instance, this incredible club tour that we're going to be embarking on that we're really excited about. I mean, that is, we like to push the envelope. We like to, you know, like you were saying, change the face of what people think of as stereotypical.
Now, the club tour, what club tour are you doing?
Well, specifically in your region, we're going to be playing in Doylestown, Pennsylvania.
That's right.
And that's going to be at Puck Live. It's on Friday, October 24th at 8:30. And it's our first ever all-electric instrument show. So it's just incredible.
Wow.
We decided with this repertoire, An American Journey, our CD that's coming out, you know, in October, we decided for EMI, for this repertoire, Porgy and Bess and West Side Story and a piece based on Johnny Cash's life, you know, the repertoire was just perfect to reach out to some different audiences.
Especially at this time, I guess you weren't really thinking about it, but with the election and what's going on, it is so terribly appropriate. I mean, it's an American journey, and of course, musically, it is a journey. The Gershwin sounds pretty much very similar to the orchestral version of the suite, but you got some marvelous arrangers also, didn't you?
Yes, and I you're absolutely right. I mean, the timing couldn't be more perfect to release this album because it's everything about it is positive about America. It's the best of America, you know, the ingenuity, the creativity. You know, the great love stories, you know, Porgy and Bess and Tony and Maria and Johnny and June. I mean, it couldn't be a better time. You know, when we travel around the world, when we bring American music to audiences all over, it's like we're ambassadors of goodwill.
Yes, I was going to say, now you won a Naumburg in 91, isn't that true? And again, you both have had very, I guess, complete careers independently, but now I guess you're really pretty much one unit.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've been stubborn since the beginning. I mean, we wanted to just take it as far as we could go until we were going on our stages with walkers on, you know. we really foresaw a long career, and now it's been since 1986, so it's been pretty darn long. And I think the Naumburg was a great stamp of approval for us. I mean, it opened up so many doors and really took us to another level in our career. And, you know, from that we got management, and then after that we got our amazing now 8 CDs on EMI.
Is it 8? My goodness. Now tell us a little bit about this what did you say this in Doylestown? The electric, did you say?
Yes.
Did you use the word electric?
We wanted to play in nightclubs because we wanted to play for people who maybe not necessarily would be going a lot of times to, you know, major concert halls. And so we thought, well, this music would be perfect to be playing in smaller venues and clubs, but the clubs don't accommodate 9-foot Steinways. So the only way we could really play for these audiences was to play on, you know, for me to bring an electric keyboard. And Yamaha has generously donated us to play on incredible electric keyboard called a Motif. And, you know, to make it sound cohesive, we decided, you know, the violin and the cello should be electric too. And it's a whole new sound.
So you've electrified them.
Yes, we'll be electrifying.
So you'll be electrifying the audience. That sounds fascinating. Have you gotten raised eyebrows about that in the classical?
No, world? I think people think it's great. You know, I mean, it's, we're not the first to do it, but we are one of the first to do it. And it's, you know, we're just expressing music in a different way. I mean, it's not replacing our career, certainly on acoustic instruments. It's something that we're doing that's a little different, that, like I said, reaches out to a different audience. And, we're having a lot of fun with it. It's very exciting.
How many clubs have you done so far?
Actually, Doylestown's going to be our first.
And you have
we've been working hard on
a circuit that you have set up?
Yes, we have six cities on this particular tour, and then we're planning to do a tour in the spring on the West Coast. So,
well, now, if this is successful, do you think you'll make a recording?
You know, we're already talking about doing a recording for a small piece or two to have as bonus tracks to go along with our new CD for listeners. Whether or not we do an entire album, I can't say. It's a little too early to tell. But
is there a different technique?
What's that? It is a different technique, yes. I mean, the touch of the instruments are very different. We're not trying to sound identical to, you know, acoustic instruments. We're having, you know, a good time experimenting with the different things, especially the keyboard can do.
I was going to say, you press down on the key, isn't the touch, the keyboard, it's very different from a regular piano.
It is and it isn't. I mean, they've come a long way. I mean, if 10 years ago, if I played on an electric keyboard, I probably would have said I wouldn't be able to play it well because it was too light, you know.
Yes.
But now I tell you, the touch on the one I'm playing, it's a very sophisticated way they program it. They actually record several different touches for every key, so I'm able to really have a lot of response. It's really kind of shocking.
This is very interesting. I think it took a lot of guts, and I think you're absolutely right. There is a younger audience mm-hmm. there, and they're very open-minded and very, very impressed, I think. So what is the repertoire that you're playing in the club circuit?
We'll be playing the music from our album. We're playing Porgy and Bess, Fantasy, and Poets and Prophets, which is the piece mm-hmm. that Susie was talking about that Mark mm-hmm. O'Connor wrote for right. us, which is really fabulous. And each movement from that work is a different chapter of Johnny's life, from his boyhood through his, you know, his
the hard years,
duo,
I guess.
Yeah, mm-hmm. with his musical duo with Luther Perkins, and then his love story with June Carter Cash, and then, you know, when he was on TV, hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Yeah, right, and of course the prisons and
yes, that's all it's that. All interspersed. Mark was already going to write us a piece. He was already being commissioned to write us a piece, and then Johnny passed away, and he was just really gripped by that. And
well, he is very profound, Mark, I think, mm-hmm. and his writing is very profound. And there's a quote in the liner notes that I think they attribute to Sarah. She says it's really at the core of the American dream, mm-hmm. The essentially American response of optimism and belief in a better future despite the tragedy, and that is so very American, I think.
Oh, absolutely, especially right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you are very timely. It's a pleasure speaking with you. I wish you the very best.
Thank you so
Keep
much,
us though. Posted on the newest thing. We are putting your album basically into our database.
Fantastic.
And thanks again for coming on Crossover.
It's our pleasure. Thank you.
All right, Erica and Susie.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We've been speaking with two members of the Eroica Trio, our guests today, Erica Nickman's piano and Susie Park violin.